Pam, pam. And we back. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, guys, for joining me once again. Welcome, welcome to the PJ Show. I hope my voice was not peachy there. Welcome, guys, to the PJ Show once again. Hello, hello, hello. And happy spring day and happy spring month. And happy spring, guys. However long it will take. Welcome, welcome once again to the PJ Show. I hope you guys are keeping safe. I hope you guys are sanitizing and keeping well and making sure that you and your family... I hope I said that right. You and your family are keeping safe during this, actually these tough times. Welcome, welcome once again to the PJ Show. Hello, guys. Yebo. Hi. Hi. Yo. Yebo. Okay, cool, guys. I know I've been away for quite some time. I think I'll be saying this on each and every episode. As much as I was planning to be releasing episode on a weekly basis, but guys, go busy. It's been busy on my side, like left, right, and center, you know. And so now podcasting had to take a step back for a while. So as much as I was planning to make this a weekly podcast, life happened, and unfortunately I'll be releasing as I see fit. So guys, please do keep tuned, please do keep listening. I would love to thank each and every one of you guys who have taken time from their time to actually listen to this podcast. Thank you, guys, and welcome to the PJ Show. With the numbers, I'm happy. I feel like with the numbers, I'm happy, and there's a little bit of consistency there. And thank you very much, guys, for making sure that whenever you get a notification, you know, from the PJ Show, to actually tune in to the PJ Show. Welcome. Yebo. 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 Yosipe. Yebo. Bo. Ah. So guys, I decided today that, okay, cool, my playlist will be one of my favorite songs. Let me not think about it. Let me not even think about it hard. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, let's just play what you like when you like it. So today still, the DJ is myself. I am the DJ for you guys, and thank you very much for joining me once again, and happy spring month, if not day. Hello, guys. Thank you for your support. Yebo. Yebo. Hi. Yo. So guys, today's episode is quite different. So today, finally, eventually, you guys have been asking me to bring some people into the podcast. Let me have some guests onto the podcast. Let's hear different voices other than yourself on the podcast. I don't know why you guys are tired of my voice. I do not know why y'all are tired of my voice, but I did listen to you guys. So today's episode is structured in a way that I'm sure a lot of you guys will like, you know. So on today's episode, you know, this episode is basically dedicated to all the women, you know, especially the black proud South African woman, you know, the strong ones. You know, this episode is dedicated to you guys. This is a special episode for Women's Month, which I'm sure that was last month, and also a special of Spring's Day. So it's both, you know, making sure that you have both woman and spring in one. How about that? You will never get disappointed with that, guys. I hope you guys have been keeping safe. I hope you guys have been keeping well, wherever you guys are. I hope you guys have been keeping safe. I think I've been saying that. Guys, I stress safety. Like this, if it was up to me, the whole podcast would be saying safety, 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 safety. Safety comes first, guys. Please do make sure that you keep yourself safe, keep your family safe, keep your loved ones safe, and just know that welcome to the PJ Show. Yo. So on today's episode, we don't really have much time for music, guys, you know, so we already have a couple of people who will be saying something here and there, you know, seeing that we have this amazing special episode for the women and also for the spring. So thank you very much, guys, for joining me once again. So as you guys know, they do say that behind each and every successful man lies that woman, be it strong, be it confident, be it amazing, be it beautiful, be it whatever, but there's always that one powerful woman, you know. So thank you very much to all the ladies out there, and I'm sure 80% of the people who are listening to this are ladies. Thank you very much, guys, for being the people that you are. And yes, thank you, and hello. Well, so today's episode is, I want to say it's gonna be quite short, but you won't hear my voice that much today, seeing that we do have these guests up ahead. So I decided that, okay, cool, PJ, seeing that we want to include guests to the show, what do we talk about? What's the question posed to them? So I was like, oh, okay, seeing that South Africa is not, I wouldn't say in a good place, but after the ban, the lifting of the ban of alcohol and cigarettes and moving to level 2, like a lot of things have changed, a lot of people have been happy, you know. So I was like, oh, okay, seeing that people are happy out there, let me just check out my power females, you know, let me check out my power females, let me hear from them, what do they have to say about the ban being lifted and also moving to level 2. Yebo, yebo, udo. Hey. So guys, as you know, I love my music. So anyway, as I was saying, so I decided that I will have these three powerful, amazing ladies in my life to just drop a word, you know, just drop a word. Let us know how you feel about the lifting of the alcohol and cigarette ban, and also about moving to level 2 and the ease of restrictions, you know. So my peeps, my ladies had loads to say. So guys, let us go ahead and hear what do they have to say. So firstly, we're gonna go and hear Ubeti. So firstly, we're going to hear Betty. So this is how this is going to work. We have three ladies with me who are going to be saying a few words. We have Betty, the Queen Bee. And then we have Liz, who is my Queen L over there. Yes, girl. And then we have Nolu, my Queen N. So BLN. I don't know what you'd make that. I don't know what you would, what word you make out of that. But anyway, we do have BLN in the building. Ba, 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 ba. We do have them in the building. Let's hear, Betty. What do you have to say? How has everything been? And how do you feel about the lifting of the alcohol ban? Over to you, Betty. And over to you, Les. And over to you, Nolu.
First and foremost, it's very important that we understand that the different levels of the different alert levels set by government are there as a response to the infection rates. So considering that we are having lesser infection rates, it was only appropriate to bring the level, the lockdown level, to an even lower response level, which is level 2. So that makes sense to me without even any further analysis. But looking at the specific things that were changed or said or kept the same, like the wearing of masks is still very important to prevent the continuous infection, continuous cases, new cases of this virus. So it's good that that's still mandatory. The president also promoted or recommended the sanitization of hands, washing your hands, social distancing. So that those are very important measures. And I think it's very important that he said he announced those measures before he could he announced any lifting of any bans, so that the nation can still have ears to listen to the very important information, which is wearing your mask, sanitizing, washing hands, social distancing, staying at home. And he also encouraged employers to recommend that their employees continue working from home where they can, and to prevent for people to prevent gatherings of numbers that included a lot of people. So that was good coming from the president or the state. With regard to the ban of alcohol, individually, I'm glad that that was lifted, because I'm directly or somewhat indirectly affected by that on my pocket. So a lot of taverners, a lot of bottle stores, a lot of people who have business in that industry were badly affected by that. I can't imagine the ones who have their 100% of their income depending on cigarette sales, on tobacco sales. The farmers, those who farm tobacco, where have they been getting money since March or April, when the sale of cigarettes was banned? Where have they been getting their money to sustain themselves, to fund basic necessities like food? So I'm glad that this ban was lifted. We are people now who have been educated to some extent about this, and we know how this thing works. We know that it may get to an extent that if you are infected, it may affect your lungs. So it's up to the individual to make now a decision, because I would like to assume that we are all informed that this will attack your lungs. It can reach to an extent that it attacks your lungs. So even when you buy the tobacco, it's written outside, danger, smoke can kill you, or whatever warning message that that is there on the packaging. Even with alcohol, we all know about this, but it's up to the individual. Just because there's cancer, we didn't say tobacco farmers should close down, no tobacco should ever be sold. People die of cancer, thousands and thousands die of cancer from tobacco, from use of tobacco, and other diseases from use of tobacco. So it's up to the individual customers, the patrons to decide for themselves whether they want to weaken their immune systems with alcohol, whether they want to weaken their lungs with tobacco. But it's good that the livelihoods of those who depend on making sales are enriched with that lifting of the ban. And then when it comes to gyms, I'm not going there. My netball team just I belong to the mid-range netball. What you call? I belong to the mid-range action sport netball. And they issued a correspondence today saying that they will soon be opening. We must let them know if our teams are willing to change, but we'll receive more communication in due course. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to any gym. I don't want to be playing with netball with anyone. I don't want to do any contact sport or be exercising in a place in a closed environment with other people who could be potentially infected. The risk is still there. Looking at the active numbers, you still don't know. A person can be very active playing netball and all, but you wouldn't know whether they are those who are asymptomatic, posing with no symptoms. So the risk is still there, and people should be very cautious. Just because we move to level two, it doesn't mean that active cases are not there. And another thing that was mentioned, it's they are limiting gatherings to a maximum of 50 people. I feel like even 50 is still a lot of people. I don't want to gather with anyone for anything. I mean, I could gather with my close family and close friends, and that's it. But I don't want to be going to gatherings whilst there's still risk of infection. As much as I would like to go to maybe a concert, maybe I don't know, whatever kind of gathering to socialize or entertainment was, I'd love to. But the risk is just still there. It's just I perceive it as high for me individually. So I don't want to go to any gatherings. Thank you, I'll pass. And I'm glad now for the interprovincial travel restrictions being lifted, mainly because my daughter is still very young, and I unfortunately got to see her only once in June since February. That is when I last saw her, before June this year. So it has been an emotional roller coaster for me not being able to see her. There's something that's called post maternity. It's called what? But it's getting depressed after giving birth. And I felt like maybe I sort of like escaped it the first few months, and then after 4 months, I gave birth. That was the beginning of February. When my maternity ended, I came back to work. Little did I know that I wouldn't be seeing her for more months than I anticipated, because I was gonna go home more often. So it felt like I was getting depressed. I would have these down moments that would last for so long. I would just miss my baby. There were changes happening in my body because I had been breastfeeding her. So I was dealing with it was not a pleasant experience not seeing her, not having that attachment with her, that physical connection with her. I could see her on videos and all, but it was just not enough for a person who has just recently given birth and now is away from her baby. So that had an I adverse impact. It had an adverse impact in my emotional wellness, even in my work, on my work, because I would just feel demotivated. There was just this longing to see her. So I'm glad now I can travel down to see her whenever I can. So that's really great. And I can imagine I'm not the only one. There's probably many more facing that, and other people who haven't seen their families for so long, other people who are not used to not seeing their families for so long. So it's really good. It's really good for most that now they can travel to visit family and to visit friends. And it will also improve the number of people who are getting depressed in a positive light, in the sense that less people will be getting depressed as there's more social connections with people, with family, with loved ones. And people are not just locking their up themselves for months with no contact with other people. So that's great.
Hi, so regarding the lifting of the ban of alcohol, woohoo! Cigarettes, I'm not a smoker, but for the people around me that smoke, I feel for them, so I'm happy about that. At least you don't have to waste your money on crappy cigarettes anymore, so well done. The alcohol ban is nice because it gives you something to do, but now people's gonna spend their money on shit again when they're actually supposed to be saving, they could have been saving. But at least we won't be paying like 400 rand for a bottle of Richelieu or 600 rand. Even shoe prices were ridiculous. But moving down from lockdown level 2, I am not 100% about that. I still believe that the numbers that they are showing are not accurate. They're hiding things from us because they're scared. So I'm nervous about that. I don't think I'll be going out anytime soon. You'll catch me inside, guys. Catch me inside. Because we're still getting cases where people are in ICU. Still from my work, actually not in our branch, but in another branch, they're in ICU, organ failure, still struggling. So yes, the amount of infections have gone down, but really how accurate is our testing? And some people are asymptomatic. So now they're outside living their best life. You that are not asymptomatic, you catch it and you get it like the worst of the worst. So I am not feeling 200%. I'd rather wait till it gets warmer because they said the virus can't survive above a certain temperature. So catch me inside, guys. I'll be partying in my living room with my alcohol and the cigarettes. I'll even smoke a cigarette just because it's cheap. But I feel everybody should take precaution. And I think just relax, guys. Wait till December. Still work on your summer bodies. Just chill for a while because, ish. Now we go outside and you die. Like, we don't want to die. We want to live. We want to live our best life.
Okay, so basically, my friend Piliso asked me to just say a few words about the lift of the alcohol ban. And to be honest, this is so weird, right? I drink alcohol, obviously, and I like wine so much. But this is such a weird feeling. So when they lift the ban of alcohol, and this is like the second time I'm feeling like this, because obviously the original lift of the ban was in June, before June was like, I don't know. Oh yeah, it was the 1st of June. And then that was the first one after like we had like almost 2 months of the ban. And then I really felt sick. I don't know if that is like relevant to anyone else. Maybe, you know, if other people can just say what they feel. But I really felt sick because, okay, someone is hooting. Like, guys, I live in a place where people fix cars and shit. But anyway, I really felt sick to my stomach, you know. And when they lifted the ban yesterday, I went to get myself a bottle of wine and I got myself a cider and a beer, everything I've been craving. But while I was drinking it, I just felt so sick to my stomach. And I don't know, maybe people can just basically tell us what they feel and what their feeling is basically. Like I really feel sick and I don't know what the reason behind that is. I don't know if it's a psychological thing or if I'm used to the prohibition, you know, stuff like that. But overall I'm happy, but psychologically I'm just like kind of in sort of two mindsets where I'm just a bit sad about it and then I'm happy about it. But overall, I'm obviously happy because, like, or take it or leave it, are just like so crazy and they're setting new prices that are just out of this world. And I told myself this time around, I'm not gonna buy alcohol. And I did. Felisa, I hope this is gonna be cut from the whole thing because I know this is like perjury, basically. I'm telling on myself from the police and shit like that. But I did buy. It was expensive and it was nice, but when they opened, I was just like, what the fuck? I feel so sad. But yeah, I think I'm really happy. And just in general about the lockdown and everything, I really think we obviously need to do this in order for us to survive the pandemic and in order for us to see through to 2021, which I hope is a great year for everyone, and it just has amazing possibilities and opportunities for everyone. Because this year is so shit. It is so shit. But the one thing that I've learned during this lockdown is just being so grateful for what I have and being grateful for having a job, because so many people have lost their jobs. So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm just happy, man, you know, happy that the universe has really chosen me and has really chosen a lot of other people. But there are obviously a lot of other people that have not had it their way. So I'm really happy. I'm really happy that I have a job. Yeah, it's really so surreal, man. You know, we're living in very difficult times, so we're just all trying to cope as best as we can. And I think we should really be very positive towards each other and just show each other so much love. And I'm saying so much ands, but anyway. But yeah, basically what I'm trying to say is if you are at a place of advantage, or if you feel like you are at a place of advantage, just give love, man. You know, just give love as much as you can and just give positive vibrations, give positive attitude towards other people. And this period has really taught us that we need to be very giving and very, very, very grateful. Especially if, guys, the fuck. It's a car again, and really be positive and giving if we are in a point of advantage. Friend, I'll probably continue this a voice note because there's just so much shit going on with the cars.
Guys, I'm just trying to continue from a voice note up username. And I was just trying to say that yeah, so basically what I was trying to say is we should all be grateful, and I'm really happy about everything that's happened so far in terms of the learning experience that goes with the lockdown and how we should all be so close to each other now. And well, basically because we're seeing what the world is going through. And can I just say this? I'm just gonna talk about something different because I just want to show appreciation for my friend. He's such an amazing person, and he's just a positive person, and he's so loving. I have known him since I think it was 20. Friend, when did we start? I think it was 2014, friend. Not 14, because I was so. I think 2016. 2015, 16. Then 17, we both got jobs somewhere else. He got a job in Johannesburg. But I just want to say, guys, shout out to him because, like, he's so amazing. He's just like a bowl of positivity, and he's just an inspiring person in the sense that when he gets his mind to something, he really goes for it. And he's really been such an anchor of positivity in my life where I've been struggling with being a perfectionist. And he said, you know what? You need to get over such things because that's not how life is. You need to start something, and you need to start today, you know, like as in like yesterday, and not try to be a perfectionist because that delays your dreams or that delays your process and all of that. So I really appreciate him so much. He's such a positive person. He's such a crazy person.
This podcast has been so amazing. Has been posting stuff. Obviously, I must admit personally that I've been a bit busy, so I listen here and there. He always sends me links, and I do listen to it. And I think he's got the energy to make this a success. I just want to say that I'm really proud of you, babe. I'm really proud of you. I'm really happy that you started something like this. I can see it makes you happy from the way that you've transitioned into this human being that is just amazing and so positive. So with that, I want to say thank you so much, and I wish you all the best in life, and I love you so much, and I appreciate your energy so, so much. You know, like today, I didn't want to record this shit. I was just like, you know what, I don't have time, and also I've had a crappy day, but I was just like, hey, this babe is really coming through. He's just saying the things I want to hear, like, hey, yeah, 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 and he's got a vibe to it, you know, and I was just like, you know what, let me just fucking stop everything else that I have going and just record this shit for this babe, because he's so amazing, and I really, really appreciate that. And I think, like I said, I'm just going to refer to my earlier voice note. 2020 has been such a crap year, so we need each other. We need to lean against each other and be very positive and be very, very supportive. You know, it's just one of those years where it's unprecedented. So we have to be so positive. We have to be sending our energy, our positive vibrations to the world, in order for everything else just to fall into place. And I think this is the best time for one to find themselves. Bruh, I'm so proud of you. I must say, I am so fucking proud of you. The world is big enough for everyone. We can all make it. We can all fucking be amazing in this world. We can all be successful. And we just need to be kind to one another. Hey, my friend, I'm so proud of you, sweetie. I'm really proud of you, and I love you so much. And I know you've been trying to do amazing things, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg in your life. And it's just, I'm so happy for you, friend. I'm really, really, really grateful that I've known you. You've taught me so many things, and I'm really proud of that, and I'm really happy about it as well. Thank you so much, my baby.
Yebo. Yebo. Hello, hello. Thank you very much, guys, for listening to my lovely ladies over there. Thank you very much, ladies, for, letting us know how you guys feel about this lockdown, and also about the lifting of both alcohol and cigarettes, and also moving to level 2. Thank you very much, guys, for giving us all the information. Thank you, Betty, for all the information that you shared with us, covering the COVID and also the new regulations as well, because you really did give us quite a lot to think about, and also a lot to go through and do research on our side. Liz, darling, thank you very much for your input as well. Thank you very much for letting us know how you really feel about the alcohol. I know the prices were crazy, hey. I know the prices were crazy. That is why I decided to not continue with my drinking journey during the lockdown, because I was like, I ain't gonna be buying alcohol. Like, I won't pay 3 times more for something that I would have gotten for one. You know, if it was gonna be 20 rand, I am not gonna pay 80 rand for that. No, 50. So I understand what you mean by that, and I'm really happy that everything is back to normal for you guys, and I hope that you are having a great time wherever you are. I know that you said we should catch you inside. Catch you inside. How about that? We will definitely catch you inside, Liz. Thank you very much for sharing, you know. Thank you very much. And Nolu, thank you for all the words. Thank you. Let me just start with me. Let's start with me there. Thank you very much, my friend, for all the positive words and everything that you said. Thank you very much for your support as well. And thank you for everyone's support. Thank you, Betty, for your support, Liz, and everyone who wasn't part of you know, the exercise. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening and being part of this life, you know. So Nolu, we know, Jana, how you feel right now, you know, when you're not quite sure how to mentally wrap your mind around this new thing, because you were definitely used to not drinking. So now you have to go back to the way that you used to do things. But I always stress out and advise people, you know, that guys, during lockdown, you got plenty of lump sum. Okay, not lump sum. Yeah, I don't think that's the word to use. But you got a lot of time to just sit by yourself, and also got a lot of time to explore and also get to understand. Hopefully, a lot of people did do a lot of self-introspection. Is it self-introspection? During this time, you know, guys, I hope you guys did take time for yourselves during these times, establishing what you want out of life, basically. Because what I can say I got out of this period myself is that it actually taught me a lot about myself. It taught me a lot about my capabilities and my abilities. You know, so it gave me a lot of time, you know, to really think about that and also work on that, you know, and also test out, you know, a few of my skills and see what works, what doesn't. Just like podcasting, it stumbled onto me during COVID times, during lockdown times, you know, and I started to do this podcast during those times, you know. So guys, it's quite like, I'm just hoping that everyone really did take this time to do some self-evaluation and also to check and see whether is this what I want out of my life. So as I told you guys, I've been away, and I'm not sure how often this will be happening, but I'll try by all means. I'll try by all means, guys, to make sure at least once a month, you know, if things are that hectic, at least let me make sure I do release once a month. If things are at ease, you know, I can just hit you guys with two episode each month, you know. How about that? But I'm just hoping that you guys are keeping safe wherever you guys are. Hope you guys are keeping safe. I hope you guys are sanitizing. Guys, during this time, it's not the time for you to think about yourself, you know. This is the time for you to mostly think about the other person, be it your spouse, be it your family, etc., and also your colleagues, you know. So just think for them and of them whenever you do whatever. You know, whatever risky activity you're about to do, just think about those important people in your lives. Maybe that will stop you from doing things you're not supposed to be doing. But guys, thank you very, very much for joining me once again on this episode, and happy Springs Day. And also looking forward to this month. It's going to be an interesting month, guys. So thank you. I'm still here. Ciao, ciao.